Mesech another Perek Hey Mishnah Zayin. Ra et a koi va'amar. There were a number of people standing around, and they saw a koi. A koi is a type of animal that the Chachamim do not have a clarity on whether it has the status of a chaya or a behema, or maybe it has the status of neither of them, or maybe both of them. And one of them said, Hareni nazar shezeh chaya. I will be another if this animal is a chaya. Hareni nazar shezeh eino chaya. The second person said that I will be another if this animal is not a chaya. Hareni nazar shezeh behema. The third person said that I will be another if this animal has the status of a behema. Hareni nazar she'ein zeh behema. And the fourth person said that I will be another if this animal does not have the status of a behema. Hareni nazar shezeh chaya ubehema. The fifth person said that I will be another if this animal has the status of both a chaya and a behema. Hareni nazar she'ein zeh lo chaya v'lo behema. The sixth person said that I will be another if this animal does not have the status of either a chaya or a behema. Hareini nazar she'echad mikem nazar. The seventh person said that I will be another if one of the first six is another. Hareini nazar she'ein echad mikem nazar. And the eighth person said, I will be another if at least one of the first seven is not another. Hareini nazar she'kulchem nazirim. And the ninth and last person said that I will be another if all of the first eight are nazirim. Harei kulam nazirim. All nine of them are nazirim. As this Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon that we saw in the previous Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon holds that even if a suffix arises, placing the nazirs in doubt, they will be another anyway. So therefore, all of these people are nazirim a suffix, as we do not know whether or not the koi has the status of a behema or a chaya or neither or both. So therefore, the first six are all nazirim a suffix. And the seventh person who said that he will be another, if one of the first six is another, he is also another misuffic. As we do not have clear exactly what he meant, as maybe he meant that if one of the first six is another vadai, then he will also be another. And none of the first six is another vadai, they are all nazirim misuffic, so in that case, he would not be another. Or maybe he meant to say that if one of the first six is another misuffic, then he will also be another. In that case, he would be another, so therefore he is also another misuffic. And the eighth person who said that he will be another, if at least one of the first seven is not another, we also do not know exactly what he meant. Maybe he meant that if at least one of the first seven is not another body, then he will be another. In that case, he would be another. Or maybe he meant that if at least one of the first seven is not another suffix, then he will be another. In that case, he would not be another, as all the first seven is another misuffix. So therefore, the eighth person is also another misuffix. And the ninth person, who said that he will be another, if all of the first eight are nazirim, we also do not know what he meant. Maybe he meant if all the first eight are nazirim vade, then he will be another. In that case, he would not be another, as the first eight are nazirim misuffix. But maybe he meant that if the first eight are nazirim misuffic, so therefore they have to do the takana that we saw in the previous mission, as another misuffic cannot bring his karbanos and therefore not be megaleh. So they should say that if their conditions were fulfilled, they are another chova, meaning they are another because of their original neder. And if their conditions were not fulfilled, they are another nedava, meaning they are making a new neder, making themselves into another. And that way, either way, they are another, whether or not the conditions were fulfilled, and they could bring their korbanos and be megaleh. Masechet Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shloisha mine nasurim benazir. There are three things that are also for another. Hatuma, it is also for another to be metami lemeiz, like the pasuk says, I call nashos meiz lo yavo. Behatiklachas, it is also for another to cut his hair, like the pasuk says, tar lo yavar arosho. Behayoyse minakevet. It is also for another to eat any part of the grape, or to drink wine, like the pasuk says, "Va'anavim lachem v'yaveshim lo yochal." V'chol ha'yotzei min hagefen mitzarfen zem zem. Any part of the grape would combine with another part of the grape to create a kezayis, so that the nazir would get malchus. So therefore, if the nazir eats the seeds of the grape together with the peels of the grape together with raisins, and between all of them he has one kezayis, his chayiv. Ve'eno chayev atyocha min ha'anavim kezayis. Another does not get malchus until he eats at least one kezayis from the anavim. As any davar or iser that somebody eats is not chayev malchus unless he eats a kezayis. And this tana holds that by stia also the nazir will be chayev if he drinks a kezayis. As the tana learns out stia from achila, just like by achila you get malchus with a kezayis, so too when another drinks yayin, he gets malchus if he drinks a kezayis. Mishnah Rishayna Asher Yishteh Revias Yayin. But the Mishnah Rishayna held the opposite. They held that another doesn't get malchus unless he drinks a Revias of Yayin. A Revias is three kezesim. And this Tana learns out Achila from Stia. Just like when another drinks Yayin is not Chayev unless he drinks a Revias, so too, when he eats grapes is only Chayev if he eats a Revias of grapes, which is three kezesim. Rabbi Akiva Omer afilu shara pito b'yayin v'yesh ba kidei letzaret kezayis chayim. Rabbi Akiva says that even if the nazir soaks his bread in yayin, and between the bread and the yayin together there's one kezayis, his chayim. As Rabbi Akiva holds like the Tanakhama, that a nazir is chayim for one kezayis of yayin, and he says that even if there's not a full kezayis from the yayin itself, as only in combination with the bread, is there a kezayis? If he eats the two together in one shot, his chayev malchus, as Rabbi Akiva holds, heter mitzarif le'iser. Anytime somebody eats a davar or iser together with a davar or heter, and there isn't a shear from the davar or iser, only in combination with the davar or heter is there a shear. If he eats them at one time and swallows them together, he gets malchus. Combination with the bread and swallows them together, and between the two he has a kezayis, his chayev malchus.